Simon, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us on the program this morning. Firstly, could you give us a bit of a snapshot of this report?
So what we've done is a survey of emergency departments across Australia, looking at the challenges, I suppose, facing patients with mental health issues when they come to EDs for help, recognising that emergency departments are just one part of the mental health system. What we've found is that a lot of patients present to emergency departments because there is often nowhere else for them to get that help that they need. So, and when they do come to emergency departments, when they subsequently require assessment from a mental health specialist, there are often enormous delays in getting those assessments. And I suppose worse is when it's deemed that a patient might need a admission to a mental health unit, those beds just aren't available. And so sadly, we see patients spending many, many hours, in some cases 3 to 4 days, in emergency departments waiting to get a bed in an inpatient mental health unit because there just isn't the beds available. So we're finding that it's certainly not an environment that is conducive to good mental health care for patients when they're in a time of crisis. So we're really calling for a national approach to this because the problems that we face in emergency departments are really because of the lack of systems, mental health systems, to be able to look after mental health patients properly.
It sounds straightforward enough, not enough beds in some of these units. Obviously, more beds, yep. More funding is needed there. But when we talk about the need for professionals to be accessible and all the like, did this surprise you at all? I mean, what are the actual reasons behind that?
Well, I think this is the reasons are multifactorial. One, I think we're seeing obviously a growth in patient population. We're seeing a growth in the number of presentations to emergency departments, and within that growth, we're seeing more patients with mental health issues and problems presenting to ED for help. And we really haven't been progressive enough, and I think we haven't been proactive enough in investing in models of care that address that growth. So having mental health clinicians based in emergency departments to assist the emergency department staff to make those assessments is really important. I don't think there's been enough investment in actually looking at inpatient staff. And so many of our public hospitals, and this has come through with feedback around the survey, just don't have enough psychiatrists. They don't have enough psychiatry training registrars. They don't have enough mental health nurses within the system itself. So it's not just a matter of, you know, putting more beds in the system. We need actually more staff within the system to actually help that side of it. On the flip side is the community services and accessibility of community services. Because one of the issues we've raised here is that when people and their families, they're facing a sort of a mental health crisis, trying to get access to the appropriate community services is difficult. A lot of them are only available in limited hours and not open on weekends. And so, you know, the sort of place of last resort is our EDs. And we recognise the emergency departments are a very busy environment and can be quite intimidating for patients and families when they're in a very, very vulnerable situation. So there's lots and lots of issues that we need to we really need to address. And that's why we're having a mental health summit in Melbourne next week, calling bring all those groups, all those parties together from community providers, emergency department staff, inpatient specialists, and the people who can help us make the decisions, the politicians, the administrators, bring them all into a summit in Melbourne to try and start to put some robust solutions in place to address this problem.
Well, all willing. Hopefully something comes right out of that summit there that you mentioned, Simon. But looking at the situation for patients themselves, as you say, some of them spending 3 to 4 days in these emergency departments in a time of crisis. I mean, I can tell you as a reasonably mentally stable, healthy person that this is not a very pleasant place to be spending a lot of time, let alone when you are going through a crisis situation. You also mentioned that a lot of these patients don't really have another place to turn, however.
Yep.
What would the recommendation be for Australians and their families seeking help with a mental health issue but are forced into these situations? What is the best case scenario that they can hopefully arrange?
Well, I think there's two scenarios there, isn't there? There's the person who has got an established issue with mental health, and whether that be depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, establishing a relationship with a GP is often a good start. There are lots of community services that people can link into as well. But in a time of crisis, what we would like to see is that we do have systems in place where there are either extended hours community services that people can link into, or if they do need to come to an emergency department, and we're certainly advocating that, you know, there are circumstances absolutely where people need to come to emergency departments for help. But we would also advocate very strongly that we need to ensure that our emergency departments are structured, that they do provide a much more of a therapeutic environment. So we're asking governments to look at building, investing in units that sit alongside the emergency department that are really focused on the needs of families and mental health patients when they come to the ED, so they're not necessarily caught up in that, that highly sort of, the high intensity environment of the emergency department. So it's often a much more therapeutic environment as well.
Well, Simon, as I say, best of luck. Do appreciate you joining us, having a chat with this very important issue.
No worries. Thanks very much for your time.